This year, we're going to be hearing mainly from the Gospel according to Matthew, but you may have also noticed that this Gospel passage this morning is from the Gospel according to John, from chapter 1, as a matter of fact. If you go back to the very beginning of chapter 1 in John's Gospel, you'll find that the Gospel writer is very methodically revealing to his readers the identity of the One, the identity of the Incarnate Word, right? And so here in this passage, the writer is using the words of John the Baptist to proclaim the identity of Jesus. And people wanted to know why he was doing this. They wanted to know what authority he had that enabled him to do this. They asked him, why was he baptizing? They asked, are you Elijah? He said, no. One of the prophets? No. They asked him, are you the Messiah? And he denied that as well. In fact, all of the answers he gave them about himself were negative. Because the only role he claimed for himself in all four of the Gospels was as Isaiah's voice crying out in the desert. Crying out in the desert. And we heard that during Advent. So his only purpose for living was to preach repentance to anyone who would listen. Repent and prepare for the One who, he says, ranks ahead of him. That preparation is John's only authority. So what's the first thing the Baptist announces about Jesus as he comes along? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now Jewish ears might hear those words a little bit differently than we would as Christians. But in any case, those words point to sacrifice. That's sacrificial language. To Christian readers of the gospel, when we hear those words, we know that Jesus is the Passover lamb, the Passover lamb of the new covenant, right? The lamb who will die on the cross at the same time as the Passover lambs are being killed at the temple. He will die on the cross to free us from sin and from death, just as the first Passover lambs freed the Israelites from Egypt, from their slavery. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You could say the Baptist is preaching to us. The other thing is, maybe the Jews there would have understood from those words Ezekiel's suffering servant. And we'll hear that on Good Friday, the story of the just one, the lamb who was led before the shearers and who bore the sins of many and won pardon for their offenses. What else does the Baptist tell us about Jesus? It tells us that Jesus existed before him. He tells us that just as he baptizes with water, this one, this Jesus, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Maybe they would have been reminded of those words from Ezekiel. I will sprinkle clean water over you to make you clean. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. But the gospel writer, he wants us to understand. He wants us to see the reference to the unique spirit that comes to us through Christian baptism, the Spirit of Christ. And you notice there's no heavenly voice, the sky opening up. This is my beloved Son here. Here, the Baptist gives testimony that he is the one. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And so you could say that at the very beginning of John's gospel here, the writer is giving us kind of a Christology about Jesus, about who he is, who he's about, what is he about. He is the eternally existing one, the one who always existed, who will die as a paschal lamb. He is the suffering servant who will suffer for the sins of men and women and then pour out the Holy Spirit upon us. And where do we encounter this Spirit? Well, when the readings are proclaimed, we encounter that Spirit. He is present in the assembly. As Matthew tells us, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he also is. He's present in the priest who offers Jesus to the Father during the Mass, just as Jesus offered himself to the Father. Of course, he's present in the sacraments, but most especially in the Eucharist. He comes to us in the fullness of his body and blood, soul and divinity. So at every Mass, when the priest elevates the body and blood, and we hear him speak the words of the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Imagine being back on the banks of the Jordan, for he truly is here among us. He is here, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.